You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Today on Treasuring Mothers, I have Alison Greenwood with me, who is our financial expert. Good to have you here.
It's lovely to be here.
Yes, that's good. So I was wondering today, Alison, if you could give us an idea of your motherhood journey, the things that have happened to you in your life, a little bit of family you grew up in, and how things have developed for you as a mum, just giving an overall context so that when we hear you talk about financial advice, we know, well, really, you do come with a lot of background experience.
Yeah, sure. Look, I was a late mother, a late bloomer, as they say. So I didn't have my first child until I was 35, and that wasn't through not wanting to. So, you know, it was a bit of a hard journey actually having our first child. So when the first one arrived, he was very appreciated. And then the second one arrived 18 months, you know,
later.
It took about 5 years to have the first and about 5 minutes to have the second.
How funny is that? You never can predict, can you, what your cycle's going to do?
That's exactly right. Yeah. So I just think I was a little bit lost to begin with, and then I found out how to do it properly, and that was fine. But in that whole time, I was working as a financial advisor, and I was actually the principal of a company, which meant that I was running the whole financial planning department. It was really quite stressful, and that is one thing I must admit. Sometimes you think, if you could go back and do things differently, what would you do? You know, I think pregnancy is something that needs to be cherished. And I didn't really get a chance to breastfeed and do those sorts of things either. And I regret those times because I think they're so special for mothers. But I think this is something that working women face all the time, is these feelings of guilt, you know, knowing that there's a career that you've spent quite a long time trying to pursue and build up, and wanting to have children as well.
Yes, we've got a double whammy, us women, haven't we?
Yes.
We've got the career mindset, but also the mother mindset. So sometimes it's quite conflicting.
It is conflicting, and it was a lot for me. As far as employment places go, I did work in a really good place that gave me the opportunities to kind of work from home during those first 3 months that I took off. But unfortunately, that was all I could afford to take off, was the 3 months for each child. You know, so my husband with our second child, because I was determined I wanted to at least breastfeed for a certain amount of time, and my husband used to bring our son in, and you know, he took some time off here and there when I couldn't, and he used to bring my son in so that I could, you know, give him a quick feed. And so it was really quite funny, and then I'd go upstairs and see a client.
As you do. Yeah.
It was always one of those things that I feel it's hard to give anybody any advice in that area. It's something that we all do, and I know that I put a lot of guilt on myself at the time. But that's what happens. That's what you do. You just make the most of the situation. I mean, I now have my own business, financial planning business, which may not have happened if I hadn't. Who knows? You know, really, who knows? But I think you've just got to be kind to yourself.
Yes. So at the outset, back in your 20s or when you first got married, were you planning to have a big, awesome career in finance?
Yes.
Was that the plan?
Yes. Yeah. Children weren't.
Yeah. Okay.
Children weren't the plan. And obviously then I got to a certain age and went, no, I really, really want children as well. I think that's the thing. You know, you realise that as you get older and more mature, sometimes for some women, it's that catalyst that, you know, do I want to just be a career woman? And the answer was no. I desperately wanted to be a mother as well.
Yeah. It's interesting. Working at those issues is different for everyone, I think. Different from where you come from and how your family of origin operated. There's a lot of things in the mix there.
Yeah. Look, it is. And I grew up as an only child, so I had no brothers or sisters. I had friends, but I really didn't have any ideas about what it was like to have a brother or sister. So when I had my first child, I was, you know, my husband and I were determined I was going to have a second child. Now I know, I know some other people who are only children who absolutely loved being only children, you know, but unfortunately I think there was a lot of other circumstances in my life where I really felt that I wanted to give my son a sibling. Someone who that even when they, you know, were fighting, they were still...
It's still someone in your life. Someone else.
And they fight a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, great to hear some of your journey and how you've managed that too. So if you've got any advice for people, maybe a form of words or a phrase that kept you going through those times when you were either wondering if it would ever going to happen, if you would ever fall pregnant, or if you would ever get this balance. Not that we can even talk about balance, I don't think, but get your head around being a mother as well as full-on career woman.
Look, I think you do have to give yourself a break and you do have to be kind to yourself and realise that even if you feel like you're putting in a half effort and you're never adding up to the person that you want to be, oh, I'm not putting enough effort into my career, I'm not putting enough effort into my family. I think you've got to realise that to be able to do both, that's something that it is a juggle. And sometimes you just got to do the best that you can in that situation. Mm. At the end of the day, it's all choices. And I could have chosen to walk away, but I didn't. Mm. And sometimes with keeping that in mind, then you have to sit down and think, all right, well, you've got to do the juggle. You do have to do the juggle, but trying to work out a balance that is going to be good for everybody.
And try and take the guilt off yourself too.
Well, the guilt's the big thing.
Yeah,
the guilt is the big thing. And I'm not going to lie, it's something I'm still battling with. I battle with it. You know, I've got a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old and I'm still battling with it as to when I don't go to this, that and the other. So, you know, I think if anybody wants to be a full-time mother, then that's wonderful. That is fantastic. But if people want to be a career person as well, or they may have to work. Mm. This is the other thing. We don't always choose.
No, that's right.
We may have to work. And in that circumstance, I don't think it's detrimental to our kids. Both my parents worked and it actually, I feel, has given me the tenacity that I've needed later on in my own life and the independence. So I just think that sometimes we feel that we're not giving our children the stuff that they need to make them into brilliant adults. But, you know, life is also full of challenges. And so if you wrap them up in cotton wool, then they're not going to cope with those challenges. So I think it is good for the children to have some abilities, some challenges in their lives, just to understand, oh, mum has to work, dad has to work, and to realise that there's always going to be some compromise in a family unit.
Yes, it's a difficult thing, isn't it? Yeah. No easy answers and probably different for everyone.
Yeah,
but great to hear some of your story, Alison. So some questions for you. What's your best quick meal for your family?
We had it last night, sausages, eggs and chips.
That sounds really good.
Everyone loves it. And it's quick.
Yeah, that's great. And what about, would you choose high heels or runners?
No, runners every day of the week. You know, it's only 5 minutes when I've gotten in the door, in the front door. If you don't catch me in that 5 minutes, I'm in my pyjamas.
There you go. Oh, that's good. Nice to relax at home.
Yep.
Would you prefer to have Mother's Day with breakfast in bed or get up and everyone wait on you?
Breakfast in bed and just the chance to actually wake up, you know, gently rather than having to know that you're on a time.
Jump out of bed really fast.
Yeah, that you're on the clock.
Okay, Alison Greenwood, thanks for talking to me today. And,
My pleasure. And
we'll hear more from you in the future as we talk to you about your financial advice.
You will. Thank you.
This is Jenny Baxter and you're listening to Treasuring Mothers. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.